आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। न्यू जीएसटी टैक्स रेट्स रोल आउट अक्रॉस द कंट्री टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी डिस्क्राइब्स न्यू टैक्स रेजीम एज इम्पोर्टेंट स्टेप टुवर्ड्स आत्मनिर्भर भारत। Also calls upon states to support Swadeshi by boosting local manufacturing. Prime Minister Modi to lay foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees, including two major hydropower projects in Arunachal Pradesh this morning. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in Odisha today. Devotees throng temples to worship goddess Durga as 9-day-long Navratri festival begins with great fervor. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns UK, Canada and Australia over recognition of Palestinian state, accuses them of rewarding terrorism. And in cricket, India thrashed Pakistan by 6 wickets in Super 4 match of Asia Cup at Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the Goods and Services Tax GST changes as a next generation reform that will boost India's economy and relieve the middle class, youth and consumers across the country. In his address to the nation yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said the new GST rates are not just a tax cut but a GST saving festival that will reduce the cost of daily essentials and boost consumption driven growth. He added that the country is taking an important step towards Atmanirbhar Bharat with the implementation of this new tax reform. The new GST rates come into effect from today. Mr. Modi said that the nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms, and the youth, new middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit from this Bachat Utsav.
इस जीएसटी बचत उत्सव में आपकी बचत बढ़ेगी और आप अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे। हमारे देश के गरीब, मध्यम वर्गीय लोग, न्यू मिडिल क्लास, युवा, किसान, महिलाएं, दुकानदार, व्यापारी, उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा। यानी त्योहारों के इस मौसम में सब
The Prime Minister said his government has simplified the tax system. Mr. Modi highlighted that under the new tax structure, only 5 and 18% tax slabs will primarily remain.
रिफॉर्म एक अनवरत चलने वाली प्रक्रिया होती है। जब समय बदलता है, देश की जरूरत बदलती है, तो नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म भी उतने ही आवश्यक होते हैं। इसलिए देश की वर्तमान जरूरतों और भविष्य के सपनों को देखते हुए जीएसटी के ये नए रिफॉर्म्स लागू हो रहे हैं। नए स्वरूप में मुख्य रूप से अब सिर्फ 5% और 18% के ही टैक्स स्लैब रहेंगे।
मिस्टर मोदी कॉल्ड फॉर एवरी हाउसहोल्ड टू बिकम अ सिंबल ऑफ स्वदेशी एंड एवरी शॉप टू बी अडॉर्न्ड विद इंडिजिनस गुड्स।
हम वो सामान खरीदें जो मेड इन इंडिया हो, जिसमें हमारे देश के नौजवानों की मेहनत लगी हो। हमें हर घर को स्वदेशी का प्रतीक बनाना है, हर दुकान को स्वदेशी से सजाना है। गर्व से कहो ये स्वदेशी है, गर्व से कहो मैं स्वदेशी खरीदता हूँ, मैं स्वदेशी सामान की बिक्री भी करता हूँ। ये हर भारतीय का मिजाज बनना चाहिए। जब ये होगा तो भारत तेजी से विकसित होगा।
The next generation reforms are committed to providing direct relief to the citizens by reducing tax burden on essential goods and services. Our correspondent reports that these reforms will accelerate the nation's growth story. A report.
With the GST reforms coming into effect from today, the reforms will provide big relief to the citizens through significant tax reduction on automobiles. Two-wheeler bikes and small cars now will be taxed at 18% from the earlier 28%. Meanwhile, 40% tax will be levied on large cars and cess on these vehicles have been eliminated. This move by the government will reduce the effective tax on large cars, making them more affordable for the buyers. Apart from this, the majority of the components used for the manufacture of motor cars and motorbikes have also been reduced to 18%. Talking to media, citizens express that inflation in GST on vehicles will render cars more accessible to consumers. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Arunachal Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees at Itanagar. He will also address a public function.
Arunachal Pradesh capital Itanagar is fully prepared to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi today with comprehensive arrangements made and security measures heightened up across the city. During his visit, the Prime Minister will lay foundation stones for two major hydroelectric power projects worth over Rs 3,700 crore and 10 other infrastructure projects worth 1,291 crore. The hydroelectric projects include the 186 megawatt Tato hydroelectric projects and the 240 megawatt Hio hydroelectric projects, both located in Siyo. District. This initiative will significantly enhance the state's power generation capacity and contribute to local development. Mr. Modi will also interact with local taxpayers, traders and industry representatives to discuss the impact of the recent GST rate rationalization. Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the redeveloped Mata Tripura Sundari Temple, one of the 51 Shakti Peeth worshipped by Hindus at Tripura's Udaipur later today. The Prime Minister will also offer puja at the temple. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has ensured affordable housing and modern urban infrastructure, improving ease of living for millions.
With steadfast determination over the past 11 years, the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sown seeds of transformation all over the country. Through citizen-centric reforms, life has been made simpler, easier, and held closer to the people's hearts, especially those who are most often overlooked. Affordable housing is at the center of these efforts.
Our cities cannot prosper without availability of affordable housing. Realizing this, we launched the Housing for All program in 2015. I'm happy to note that we are well on our way.
Moving with this vision, the government has come up with two broader missions, the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban and the PM Awas Yojana Grameen, for ensuring access to quality housing. Cities are also bathed in the light of the Smart Cities mission. Over 7,500 projects worth over 1.5 lakh crore rupees have been completed under the scheme, while the Amrit and Amrit 2.0 delivered millions of clean water and sewerage connections, thousands of rejuvenated green spaces and water bodies, and lighting streets with energy-efficient LEDs. Furthermore, homes across the nation have been lit by LED bulbs from the Ujala scheme, while clean cooking turned into reality under PM Ujjwala. Villages are now provided with clean water through Jal Jeevan Mission, and urban and rural landscapes sparkle with the cleanliness of Swachh Bharat Mission. Sunita from Chindwara, Madhya Pradesh, a Jal Jeevan Mission beneficiary, has shared her experience.
पहले हमें पानी की समस्या थी, हम एक किलोमीटर दूर से कुएं से पानी लेकर आते थे. अब जल जीवन मिशन द्वारा हमें टोटी वाला नल घर में मिल गया है. इससे हमें घर बैठे पानी मिल रहा है और हमें समय की भी बचत होती है.
Across lanes and villages, through concrete, pipes and light, India is steadily crafting a future where a dignified life is not just promised but lived.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Odisha today. Similar conditions are expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. The 9-day-long Navratri festival begins today. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Nav Durga. Hindus observe 4 Navratri throughout the year, but only 2, Sharadiya Navratri and Chaitra Navratri are widely celebrated as they coincide with the changing of seasons. In Uttar Pradesh, devotees have thronged the Devi temples across the state to celebrate the first day of Navratri. More from our correspondent.
Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Shakti Rupena Sansthita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha. With the chanting of Devi mantras, devotees across the state are getting the blessings of Shailputri form of Goddess Durga today on the first day of Navratri. They are observing fast and performing puja at various Devi temples and also doing Kalash Sthapana at their homes. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also perform Kalash Sthapana and special puja at Gorakhnath temple today. Devotees are reaching in large numbers at famous Shakti Peets of Vindhyachal and Devi Patan temples to worship the goddess of power and to mark the first day of Navratri. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on Navratri. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that this holy festival, filled with courage, restraint and devotion of determination, will bring new strength and new faith in everyone's life. In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning to the UK, Canada and Australia after the three countries recognized the Palestinian state and accused them of rewarding terrorism. In his statement, the Israeli PM further stated that there will be no Palestinian state to the west of the Jordan River. On to sports now. India crushed Pakistan by 6 wickets in the Super 4 stage of the Asia Cup 2025 at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Chasing a competitive 172, the men in blue romped home with 7 balls to spare, powered by a blistering century stand between openers Abhishek Sharma and Shubman Gill. The victory extends India's stronghold over their arch rivals, marking the second win in 7 days.
Chasing 172, the men in blue crossed the line with 7 balls to spare thanks to Abhishek Sharma's explosive 74 off just 42 deliveries. Opening with Shubman Gill, Sharma tore into the Pakistan's attack. Their 99-run stand effectively ended the contest inside the power play. Shubman Gill chipped in with a fluent 47 while Tilak Verma's quick fire 30 not out sealed the win in style. Pakistan's 171 for 5 built on Sahib Sada Farhan's 58 and the late cameos from Salman Ali Aga and Fahim Ashraf never looked enough against the India's batting might. It was India's second victory over Pakistan in a week. The men in blue look unstoppable, heading towards the next Super 4 clash against Bangladesh. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Saira. Papers have widely covered the PM's address before new tax rates come into effect from today. GST 2.0 rolls out today. Modi hails 2.5 lakh crore savings festival, writes Hindustan Times. While the Asian Age headline, GST reform, Swadeshi push will accelerate growth, says Modi. Election Commission of India to launch nationwide SIR in October and November, writes the Pioneer. After United States hiked fee on H-1B visas, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is quoted in the Tribune in his headline, "Afraid of our talent," says Goyal on H-1B row. Ahead of talks, asks NRI to innovate in India. While the Economic Times reports, steep fees may steer techies to cheaper L-1O-1 visas. And finally, the much-awaited Noida International Airport in Jewar is finally ready. The Pioneer writes, Noida Airport set to begin operations post-Diwali, foreign airlines in talks for flight services. With that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New GST tax rates roll out across the country today. Prime Minister Modi describes new tax regime as important step towards Atmanirbhar Bharat. Also calls upon states to support Swadeshi. Prime Minister Modi to lay foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees in Arunachal Pradesh this morning. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in Orissa today. Devotees throng temples to worship Goddess Durga as 9-day-long Navratri begins with great fervour. Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu warns UK, Canada and Australia over recognition of Palestinian state. And in cricket, India thrashed Pakistan by 6 wickets in Super 4 match of Asia Cup at Dubai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.